WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of sunshine and motivation on becoming that girl 5-minute morning rituals. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this unattainable standard of perfection? Like your life needs to be perfectly curated Instagram content every single day? Yeah, I've been there too, trust me. But guess what? It's exhausting. And honestly, it's just not realistic. Today we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful. Embracing imperfection and letting go of that crazy perfectionism that's holding you back. Because here's the truth. Perfection is an illusion, a myth. There's no such thing as flawless. Even your favorite influencers have bad hair days, messy kitchens, and moments where they totally mess up. You're a human, babe, and that means making mistakes, having imperfections, and being wonderfully beautiful you. Now I know what you're thinking. But Sienna, isn't striving for excellence a good thing? Absolutely. But there's a fine line between excellence and perfectionism. Excellence is about doing your best, pushing yourself to grow, and celebrating your progress. Perfectionism, on the other hand, is all about that constant need to be flawless, never making mistakes, and achieving an impossible standard. Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the perfectionism trap and embrace your perfectly imperfect self. 1. We define success. Stop measuring your worth by unrealistic standards. True success isn't about being perfect, it's about living a life that is authentic, meaningful, and filled with joy. What truly makes you feel fulfilled? Focus on those things. 2. Celebrate the good enough. Remember, good enough is actually pretty darn amazing. It means you are done striving for an impossible ideal and allowing yourself to simply enjoy the process. Don't let the pursuit of perfection keep you from taking action and making progress. 3. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Of course not. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Remember, everyone stumbles, it's part of being human. 4. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone to it. Every time you fall short, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow and do better next time? 5. Focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem. Notice how far you've come and acknowledge the effort you're putting in. Every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Okay, picture this. You're getting ready for a big presentation at work. You've been prepping for weeks, but now you're feeling butterflies in your stomach because you're terrified of messing up. You start replaying every possible scenario in your head, imagining yourself tripping over words or freezing under the spotlight. Sounds familiar? This is perfectionism rearing its ugly head, sabotaging your confidence and stealing your joy. But here's the thing. You don't need to be perfect. The audience just wants you to share your knowledge and insights in a clear and engaging way. They want you to succeed. Focus on connecting with them, delivering your message authentically, and letting go of the need to be flawless. Even if you stumble over a word or two, it's okay. Just keep going, smile, and own your imperfections. Trust me, they're what make you human and relatable. Remember, everyone gets nervous. You got this. So, my beautiful soul sisters, let's recap. Embrace imperfection, redefine success, celebrate progress over perfection, practice self-compassion, and view failure as a learning opportunity. Now go out there and own your awesomeness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to let go of that perfectionism pressure. Leave me a review and tell me what you're doing today to embrace your perfectly imperfect self. See you tomorrow for another dose of morning motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.